Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California is lifting COVID-19 restrictions in the state Tuesday. Bars and restaurants can open fully. Social distancing rules are cut, and fully vaccinated folks can stop wearing masks in most situations. Still, conflicting messaging from California officials has one restaurant owner scratching her head.
Do our vaccinated employees need to mask, not mask? Cal OSHA's messaging is different than the governor's messaging. Maybe Thursday it'll be clearer, but it might be June 28th. And it's just like, I have employees going, can I take this thing off now? I'm vaccinated.
Cynthia Ariosa on Fox News. Arizona's audit of the 2020 election is close to being finished. Former Arizona Secretary of State Kent Bennett has been monitoring the 2.1 million ballots from Maricopa County. The review won't change the outcome of the election, but some Trump supporters believe it will turn up evidence to support his narrative of election fraud. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Will brick-and-mortar businesses survive the comeback from the COVID-19 lockdown? One major mall owner is filing for bankruptcy. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Mall owner Washington Prime Group is filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company that owns more than 100 shopping centers filing late Sunday, blaming the coronavirus pandemic for creating what it called significant challenges. The company's CEO saying restructuring will enable the company to right-size its balance sheet and position the company for success moving forward. The filing isn't a surprise, as retail analysts had noted that malls were struggling before the pandemic kneecapped in-store shopping. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Governor Gavin Newsom is set to hold the grand prize drawing of California's Vax for the Win lottery Tuesday as the state fully reopens its economy. To be eligible, you must be at least 12 years of age and have at least received one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border has one governor stepping up to protect its people. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
As thousands of illegal immigrants each month continue to cross the southern border, one border state's governor is taking steps to protect his residents. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News about the moves he's making on the border.
It's a multi-step strategy. First, we are increasing arrests. We're setting up situations where if you're stepping into the state of Texas, you're going to be stepping into an area for which there was a no trespassing zone. Because I have declared a disaster, if you are arrested for trespassing, it is immediately a jail-based offense up to 180 days in jail or higher. And then we're adding to that, working with locals as well as local residents, we are beginning this week to add fencing along the border where if that fencing is disturbed, that is vandalism. That is another crime for which we can arrest people coming across our border into the state of Texas.
Governor Abbott is expected to announce a plan for the state to build a border wall later this week.
The crisis at the border is a result of the Remain in Mexico immigration policy being eliminated by the current administration. NASA is planning for multiple commercial deliveries to the moon's surface. Included are three new scientific investigation payloads. Two of the payloads will land on the dark side of the moon, a first for NASA. The PRISM projects call for lunar deliveries between late 2021 through 2028. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, we're back with you 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And speaking back with us, I am delighted to have our good friend Dr. Gerard Lamero back with us, the author, political analyst, and expert on forecast models. Dr. Lamero, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
It's great to be with you on an outstanding program seen around the country.
Well, bless your heart. You're very kind, and I appreciate your support. You've always been there for us, as we have been for you. I want to talk about what is going on. There was a recent interview with a North Korean immigrant. We love immigrants. I mean, we are a country of immigrants, which just really makes up a beautiful tapestry that fortifies this great American idea. And she recently commented that, in essence, this is my my interpretation, that we're nuts. The country is going through a spell that she can't even fathom, because you have all these kids complaining about oppression and wanting to do Marxism and socialism and everything. And she says they have no idea. I lived under these oppressive rulers and Marxists and communists. I can tell you what Marxism leads to and what communism is all about. It is not a good thing. And the very idea that America would abandon a free and honorable idea like the American dream is unconscionable for her.
Absolutely. But you know what? The country isn't the problem. It's the people who are running various systems. For example, mm-hmm. the Democrats in office around the country, look at what they've done to the cities. The cities are a wreck. What socialism has done everywhere they've tried it around the country, it fails. They're doing mm-hmm. it right now to hurt the economy. We're at an 8 or 9% annualized inflation rate, and there's no reason for that. We had a great economy under President Trump. And by the way, I still believe he won that election mm-hmm. because I think there's overwhelming numbers. You know, I'm a numbers guy. I'm
right.
great on forecasts. My forecasts are almost dead on right every time. And I think he carried those states. And I think that, 65,000 votes that come out of nowhere at 4 a.m. in the morning in different mm-hmm. places. I think there's a lot of evidence there was fraud. I don't think that the socialists took over this country. I think it was stolen, the election. That's my humble opinion.
Well, I think you are in concert with millions of Americans, Gerard, because many feel that way, that it's not that the figures lie, it's that the liars figure. And that's
right.
what they've done. I mean, there's no way you can make this happen. See, but this is such an insult on the American people by these institutions that want us to believe that Joe Biden, who operated a campaign out of a bunker, who is borderline incompetent, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt, that he's going to win the presidency by, what, 7-8 million votes more than Donald Trump when Donald Trump was setting records? And then when you look at the further analysis of it, of how many seats were lost by Democratic Congress people, you know, there wasn't a big sweep in the Senate. You know, there's only a 4 or 5 vote difference in the House of Representatives. This is not indicative of a Democratic win. What is indicative of liars figuring and thinking and really insulting the American people to get them to believe that this is somehow legitimate.
That's absolutely correct. You look at numbers, I look at them from many different angles, many different methods, many different methodologies that we use statistically,
right.
And they clearly indicate that he won that election. And we could go through the entire show and talk for another couple hours giving you data if we wanted to overwhelm the audience with data. But I still believe that. Now, in terms of your initial point about the comments on the United States.
Well, wait a minute. Before we get there, I want to say this. There's no question. You are very sophisticated in understanding your math, the studies, the deep dives that you've done with models and that sort of thing. I'm just an old school, simple kind of 1 + 1 = 2 kind of guy. And it still does. You know, the nuns that taught me have proven right throughout the decades of my life. And I believe them to this day that 1 + 1 = 2. Now, the Democrats want us to believe something altogether different, but then you have to really check in your brains to suspend reality. And, you know, thank God most of America hasn't surrendered their intelligence to this degree.
America has common sense. That's one of the things Ronald Reagan taught me. You know, the American people have a lot of common sense. He believed in them. He had faith in them. And I do, too. And you know what? People are waking up. They're going across the country, changing school boards. They're running offices. They're going to run for this. We're going to retake the House. When I say we, I'm talking about people who believe in the Constitution are going to take back the House and the Senate in 2022 and the White House in 2024. And ultimately, the 2020 election, I think, is going to be proven to be unquestionably stolen.
Yes.
I really think it's a black mark in American history. But towards your point, I wanted to answer you, and that is the American youth, younger people, are indoctrinated. They're not getting the fair side. They're not getting American history. They're not learning the basics of why this is the greatest country on the face of the earth that ever existed. This is a great country. We have a great system. There is no better system. And I wrote a book called Socialism, Real World Socialism, and it goes through every argument why socialism is no good. It doesn't work. It's proved failure in time after time after time in every situation, whereas freedom always works. And freedom is basically based on our Christian principles that God is in charge of the world, and he delegated the management of the world to people and gave them the freedom to do it. And when you have freedom, God-given freedom, you have peace, you have prosperity.
Yes, and responsibility comes up, you know, comes along hand in hand with that. And that is, you know, with law, there must be order, and we must be activated to the degree that we respect those, you know, those empirical stanchions that hold all this together, Dr. Lomero. You know, the progressive wing, particularly of the Democratic Party, wants to suspend all that. They want to come up with a different God. And this is really what it comes down to. They don't have enough courage to quite bring it, you know, to that level, but that's really what it comes down to.
Right.
And, you know, go ahead.
I'm going to give an example. Look at Georgia and Buckhead, that wonderful neighborhood in Georgia, you know, a nice, good neighborhood where I think their murder rate is up something like 50, 60, 100%, whatever it is. It's ridiculous because the Atlanta mayor doesn't want them to police Buckhead. That's absurd.
Right.
You've got to have equality under the law. People have to be arrested if they shoot people, if they commit crimes. You can't just let them back out in the street 24 hours later to commit a second crime.
Yeah.
And what's happening there is what's happening across the country. The American people are angry. They're upset with these leftist, socialist, communist, totalitarian, Antifas, BLMs and that, who want to change this country into a socialist, communist dictatorship. They don't want it, and they're taking back Buckhead. They're going to make that into a city. They have the money. They have the political clout, and that's going to be a city. And you know what? They're going to obey the law in that city because they're going to have
a
law.
Yeah, exactly. But this is happening, to your point. You know, people are rising up. They're taking back their schools. They're getting these idealists and these progressives out of there with their critical race theory, you know, curriculum and all this other stuff that is improperly training our kids. You know, I want to talk about this later on. You know, with you being a businessman and with these kids coming out of college, what are they going to get when they come into the real world? And realize that it's not all as touchy-feely as the professors would want them to believe. We've got more from Gerard after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See
She's just the queen of corona, not coronavirus, okay? I just want you to know, just because we got coronavirus on the head so much so that everything is seen, you know, through COVID-19, and I don't blame you. So I just want to, you know, give you a little bit of comfort. And I want to go back to this conversation with Dr. Gerard Lomero, who is back with us, the author and political analyst and author of the book on socialism, that if you have not read it, it is a must read. Do not pass go, collect $200. Get your hands on his book and read it, because this will help you understand what we're into right now, is that it's absolute madness. You're exactly right. It's insane. It's bizarre. But this is where America is rolling. And the institutions that normally are the bumper guards for this kind of silliness have folded. They, like a cheap $2 lawn chair, they have folded on us. And there's, you know, it's like, where is the courage? Where is the backbone, Gerard? Okay, I'm not hearing you.
12 and colleges and universities, they don't get it. Sometimes in the churches, they don't get it in other institutions. They see fraud rampant. They see the rule of law being despised in places. They see rampant crime in the major cities. They see it so much, they're disillusioned in large part. Mm-hmm. But all of this is not crazy. People are calling this crazy America and things like it's not crazy. What it is Marxism, mm-hmm. socialism, communism, trying to replace a wonderful, wonderful system, the best system ever created, freedom, based in morality. It's always based in, you can't have freedom without morality. You can't have morality without freedom. Not
right.
true. And well, you always get peace and prosperity in those kind of situations. You notice socialist countries, they always have friction. They always mm-hmm. have problems with their money. They're always quasi-bankrupt or completely bankrupt. Look at Venezuela. What happened mm-hmm. to them?
Yeah.
That's another socialist utopia. Ha ha.
Right. Well, and this is the thing. You cannot rise to the level. The reason that people are running away from these countries is just endemically, we are designed for freedom. We are, that's a God-given right and
Absolutely.
Design that God has put in each one of us. So you can't blame people for going on these, you know, very dangerous journeys to come to what they believe is a free America. And then what some people are finding out, some immigrants who have come here legally, as a matter of fact, and they see what's going on and go, what happened? You know, this is bizarre because, as you said, look, at the evidence is empirical. The socialists cannot give us one example where socialism works.
Nope. My book, Real World Socialism, which has sold so well in the last mm-hmm. year when it came out, because I knew it was going to be the big issue, and I wrote the book for that reason. Mm-hmm. That book goes through document after document of where it has failed, and it has failed universally. No one makes socialism work. They talk a great line. It's perfect. It's wonderful. It's heaven on earth. But you know what? It's none of that. It doesn't work. It fails every time.
You know, when you say it fails, some people say, oh, well, it fails. They don't realize when you say fails, what is embodied in that term of failing. You know, you say Venezuela, where you've got people starving to death, and they're eating out of the back of a trash truck. This was a once very wealthy, independent, oil-producing just machine that was incredibly successful, but socialism has reduced it to its very lowest common denominator and has the people there desperate. Along with that, you've got situations like in communist China where people are being illegally, you know, locked up, and they're you know, when they've lost their purpose to the government, then the government finds a purpose like, oh, let's harvest their organs and we'll remove their organs. There's forced abortions. I mean, there is such, you know, such incredible and unimaginable debasement of humanity and suffering that takes place with socialism and with communism. And so it's like, you know, talk about playing with fire, Gerard. This is worse than playing with fire. I mean, you're like playing with a nuclear bomb here.
That's right. And your point is well taken. When I say failure, it doesn't do it justice. The book does go into the detail, but people have died. Literally millions of people have died because of socialism, communism. Millions of people have been tortured. Millions of people have starved. There have been great famines that are caused by socialist leaders.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on and on. The suffering is immense, and the lost opportunity is immense. Look at things we've invented in the United States, all the great labor-saving devices, all the things that make our lives more pleasurable, all of our recreational activities, those don't exist in socialist countries. They were poverty-stricken. They drive all their economies into the ground. Mm-hmm. And doing that, people are not prosperous. They don't even have the basics. They don't have medicine. Look at how socialist medicine in some countries, people wait 6 months for a life-saving emergency surgery. They can't even get emergency surgeries in many places. They have to come to the U.S. if they're lucky enough to have enough money to get here.
Exactly. Well, and the thing that it goes on, I mean, you know, America by its nature is very giving. We're a very generous nation. Yeah. We've proven time and again. And look what we've done. You know, we supported the Chinese in a spirit of goodwill and hope that they would come into the international community. We've given them and supported favored nation status, which has given them an incredible amount of leverage. And what they've done, they have leveraged their own personal interest to support the vision that the communist president has, President Xi, which is to be, you know, where America is. They want to replace America as the superpower of the world, and they will do everything that they can, including releasing a virus into our country, around the world, dumping fentanyl, which has addicted our children, is killing our children in mass. All this junk that has been done at the hands of the communists, and yet we have people like, you know, LeBron and other, you know, athletes and everything supporting, you know, China like as if they're, you know, some, you know, great contributor to the overall good of the world.
You make a good point. In some cases, they're supporting China out of monetary interest for themselves. It's selfish. Mm-hmm. But in other cases, they are just ideologically off the deep path. Mm-hmm. You know, they misunderstand. They think socialism is wonderful. Everybody gets everything for free. And if they believe that, they just don't understand economics and have never studied it. I have. And there is no free lunch. Never.
Yeah, but they've never experienced America.
No.
See, they've never experienced this kind of freedom. If they did, they know the communists would just go absolutely nuts. That's why they're trying to snuff the light of freedom out, so that people cannot think anything about being free. But there's something innate. There's something endemic to our DNA and the way we were designed by God, Gerard, and that is to have liberty, to be free. That will be the cry of every man's heart, is to be free. They're bound by something. This is why Jesus came, to liberate them from their sins, to liberate us from, you know, our shortcomings. And the thing is that on the surface right now, the doctrine of socialism is, you know, we are your savior. You know, and we will keep you from pain and suffering, and I don't see that happening in any example where socialism has taken foot, where any suffering or pain has been eliminated.
That's right. I'll go one step further and elaborate on what you say, and that is Marxism, socialism, and communism are a quasi-false religion, and they try to eliminate Christianity because it's the exact opposite of them, whereas Christianity stands for love. And that socialism, Marxism, communism stand for power and control over everybody's life. It's a different religion. It's a false religion.
Well, consider the deliverables, right, Gerard? What is communism, Marxism, you know, what do they deliver versus the Christian faith?
Right. Absolutely. Christian faith delivers meaning to life and gives us purpose and gives us help. They give you nothing.
It's it really is a sad commentary, but as I tell my kids, Gerard, experience defines preference. And I have faith in God. I have faith in our system. The challenge that we have right now is we're under a corrupt system here in the United States, if the truth be known. And that's clearly evident with what happened in the 2020 elections. I don't care what anybody says. This is not a good thing, that this is at the foundation of where America is right now, and we have got to clean this corruption up. And the only way that we can do that is turning to God and realizing and seeing through God's glory, through His truth and His love, how messed up we are, and to say, look, we need help. Come save us. Thank you, Gerard.
Somewhere looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call.
That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California is lifting COVID-19 restrictions in the state Tuesday. Bars and restaurants can open fully. Social distancing rules are cut, and fully vaccinated folks can stop wearing masks in most situations. Still, conflicting messaging from California officials has one restaurant owner scratching her head.
Do our vaccinated employees need to mask, not mask? Cal OSHA's messaging is different than the governor's messaging. Maybe Thursday it'll be clearer, but it might be June 28th. And it's just like, I have employees going, can I take this thing off now? I'm vaccinated.
Cynthia Ariosa on Fox News. Arizona's audit of the 2020 election is close to being finished. Former Arizona Secretary of State Kent Bennett has been monitoring the 2.1 million ballots from Maricopa County. The review won't change the outcome of the election, but some Trump supporters believe it will turn up evidence to support his narrative of election fraud. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We're standing by to connect in Israel with David Rubin, the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, to talk about, of course, Benjamin Netanyahu out after 12 consecutive years as prime minister of Israel. The first question is, what impact will that have on Israel's relationship with the world, with the United States? Some have suggested that things could go better between the new prime minister, Bennett, and President Biden. We'll have to see if that is the case. Of course, we're getting a little bit of an idea in terms of how our current president is being accepted and heralded by NATO. What I didn't hear in NATO, was quite curious, was the call for NATO nations to pay their debt. Nothing was said whatsoever. I think Joe Biden wanted to go, and he perceived whatever Donald Trump had challenged these nations with in terms of paying their bill. You know, why is it that the United States should be the only one and carry the weight of all these nations? Why shouldn't they participate when they certainly have the money? Just nobody's asking him for it. And Donald Trump asked him for it, and somehow that became an insult. But even the general for the NATO nations himself appreciated that Donald Trump was bold enough to call these nations into account. And it wasn't like Donald Trump was threatening, but he was just saying, look, if you're not going to support If you're not going to support the entity of NATO, then you know, why can you, you know, how dare you ask for, you know, military support when you need it, when you haven't paid your fair share? I don't have a problem with that question, but I guess, you know, in this touchy-feely environment that we live in the United States today, I guess if you ask somebody a pointed question like that and somehow they perceive it as offensive, you know, there's something bad about that. Well, here he is right now from Israel. David Rubin joins us. David, shalom. How are you, buddy? Well, always good to be talking to you. Give us the latest. Last time we talked, we're still deciding whether or not, well, we weren't, but the powers to be were deciding if Benjamin Netanyahu was going to be the prime minister in continuum, but that didn't happen. He's out, and we've got a new prime minister. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, well, look, Netanyahu basically brought it on himself. He just didn't know how to handle his surrogates, and he didn't treat them well. He humiliated one of them, and very publicly. Mm-hmm. And that's not how you keep friends, you know, or at least political allies.
Right.
And he created a lot of enemies because he didn't treat people well, and so three of the right wing parties that have joined this new coalition with the left and with radical left and and radical Muslims, the three right wing parties are each led by a former surrogate of Netanyahu.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, Gideon Saar, who is who used to be the number two guy in the Likud, in Netanyahu's Likud party, you know, Netanyahu humiliated him after he primaried Netanyahu, and Netanyahu defeated him handily in that Likud primary. But the smart thing, the magnanimous thing to do, would have been to appoint Gideon Saar as a cabinet member.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do so. And Saar just left and formed his own party. And Avigdor Lieberman years ago was Netanyahu's chief of staff, and they were very close. He was also defense minister in Netanyahu government, but Netanyahu didn't treat him well, and he left.
Mm.
And then, last but not least, Naftali Bennett, who used to be the head of Netanyahu's political bureau. And Netanyahu, you know, once Bennett formed his own party, Yamina, to the right of Netanyahu, trying to flank him from the right, Netanyahu, you know, has been using all of his assistants and, you know, other people on his staff to send out nasty messages about Bennett and his wife and all kinds of things like that.
Yeah,
that's not how you succeed politically.
Well,
and
certainly.
So we've always said Netanyahu is a political master, but I think he just let it all go to his head over the years for being prime minister for too long, and now he's got a problem.
Yeah. Well, with politics comes arrogance at times, and we've seen this happen in the United States, and it always comes back to bite you in the end. And that is a sad commentary, especially when you think about the past 12 years with Netanyahu. You know, he was a formidable prime minister, and he did good for Israel for many years, and to have his legacy come down like this, maybe this is the way it was supposed to happen, I guess.
Well, maybe, and maybe, you know, maybe the final chapter has not been told yet, but has not been written yet. But we're going to see what happens. But he could have retired, taken a year off from politics, said, I'm going to deal with my corruption trial, I'm going to focus on that, and hopefully I will be back soon.
Do you think the corruption trial got in the way of his clear-mindedness?
Oh, I don't think there's a question about that. There is no question about it. His focus has not been there.
Mm. Yeah. Well,
his focus just hasn't been there where it should have been. He's been a little bit too concerned with his own affairs, trying to manage his own affairs,
mm-hmm.
and it became a political obsession for him.
Mm. Now, this new constituency it seems tentative on the surface here. What do you say, David? I mean, because you've got quite a disparate group of interests represented here. Can they hold this together?
Well, the only glue that's really holding them together is Netanyahu.
Mm-hmm.
Is the anti-Netanyahu.
It's like the anti-Trump, huh?
Yeah,
kind of,
except in the Democrat Party, true, there is divergence, but you know, you don't have, you know, people like the Never Trumpers, you know, haven't joined the Democrat Party,
mm-hmm.
and they're not a part of any of the Biden administration. So in America, it's not as diverse.
Mm-hmm.
But there is anti-Trumpism for sure. I know about that. I've written about that plenty in my mm-hmm. two most recent books, Trump and the Jews, and of course the new book, mm-hmm. Confronting Radicals: What America Can Learn from Israel. So yeah, it's real. But look, the anti-Netanyahuism has caused the parties from the radical left to join together, and there are 41 of the 61 members in Bennett's coalition are from the left of center parties, and then there are an additional several individuals who are from an anti-Israel, pro-Hamas Arab party.
Mm-hmm. How does that cohabitate? I mean, we run into that question. Of course, we just had another outburst from Ilhan Omar, as you know, here in the United States, another rash anti-Semitic attack and, you know, just crazy speak. And, you know, and she's buttressed by the Speaker of the House once again. And I don't know how much longer the people in America can put up with this.
Except in the United States, governments don't fall in the middle of their term.
Yes.
That's the difference.
Right.
Parliamentary systems are different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so anyway, when we come back, we're going to break it down even more. We'll talk about his new book, Confronting Radicals, that he mentioned just a moment ago. What America Can Learn from Israel, and there's so much to learn, whether we're talking about COVID or just everyday life.
You don't want any more? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674, 800-430-0674, 800-430-0674, that's 800-430-0674.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker,
we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and from Israel, the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, David Rubin, continues with us, the author of the brand new book, Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel. So much we have exchanged with one another, but you look at what is happening on a contemporary lens, David, and you think, gosh, what is going on? Why isn't America following the lead of Israel? Let's just say, and you and I had this discussion before, regarding COVID. I mean, Israel has been very successful in combating this this virus, and there's so much that we can appreciate and exchange with Israel. Why aren't we doing that?
Well, look, there's a new sheriff in town. His name is Joe Biden, and he is the head of a team of people on the far left, some of whom are not very enamored of Israel, and he has to work with his whole team.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nancy Pelosi is a big part of his team, and she's always looking over her shoulder at AOC and Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and the others. So, the close relationship that Trump had developed with Israel is going to be taking a back seat for now.
Mm-hmm.
And even if Biden himself isn't hostile towards Israel and, does want to have a basically positive relationship with Israel, it's going to be very difficult for him to have the close relationship that Trump had because of the other members of his party.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think that possibly the Biden administration might want to bifurcate the leadership? Are they going to, because Bennett was so close to Netanyahu, are they going to render that which is due Bennett as the new prime minister?
Well, look, Bennett he's slated to be prime minister for 2 years, and then the left of center guy Lapid takes over, and we'll see if it gets to that point. But look, Bennett, his views are basically right wing. He's going to take the same stand as Netanyahu on Iran. And as you know, the Biden administration has been very weak on the Iran issue so far. They seem to be crawling back into that nuclear agreement with Iran. Most Israelis are against that nuclear agreement. So Bennett can take a strong stand on that, and he will have the backing of most of his coalition, including some of the moderate left people in the coalition. Where he will have problems is when we get to the point where Hamas starts firing rockets again at Israel.
Yes.
And then if Bennett takes a strong stand against it, which his natural inclination would be to do, he's going to have problems from the far left in his administration, and he's going to have problems from the Arab party, that pro-Hamas Arab party that's in his administration. And once that happens, so it could be that the government will just fall apart.
How much does that represent on the far left between, you know, you've got the Arab interest and then you have the far left part of the party? What are we talking, half the coalition?
There are 61 members in this coalition, 61 out of 120 in the Israeli Knesset, Israel's parliament.
Yes.
Of those 61, 37 are from the left, 20 are from the right, and 4 are from that Arab anti-Israel pro-Hamas party, which means that 41 out of 61 are basically from either the left or from the most anti-Israel, which is the Arab party.
Exactly. So more than almost two-thirds then of his coalition. Right.
Correct.
Wow. That is tenuous. So all you can do is hope that Hamas stays quiet, but they're not going to stay quiet. I mean, this is maybe a little bit of a pause. And
I think there will be quiet. There will be relative quiet for the next year or so. And because Hamas has to refuel, they have to restock their weapons. They have to repair some of their missile launchers that have been damaged in the fighting. They want to repair some of their underground tunnels.
Yeah, I was going to say some of the tunnels were destroyed. They're going to rebuild that. And, of course, Iran, meanwhile, they're doing everything they can with the Biden administration to get something out of a new proposal and some fresh money to help, fund all those improvements.
Exactly. Look for Iran to be trying to funnel money to Hamas and of course, to Hezbollah in Lebanon. That's easy for them to do. To funnel it to Hamas is a little bit harder, but they will find a way. And other nations like Qatar have been trying, they've been trying to funnel huge sums to Hamas, and they're trying to do it through Israel. And so far, Israel has been refusing. But you know where the money isn't going to buy groceries for poor families.
Right, exactly.
It's going directly to their military.
Yeah, but in like form though, this is the Biden administration, which drives me nuts, is they want to suspend reality. You know, whether it is they're talking about what's going on in the southern border, that chaos is not happening there, that people here in America are not being paid to stay at home. I mean, there's one denial after another that he closing down the XL pipeline had nothing to do with the rise in energy costs here in America. I mean, it's absolutely bizarre and insane that's going on. And, here they choose to ignore reality. But this is why you're having such outrage now at a local level where, the people are finally, revolting and saying, okay, enough of this critical race theory junk that you've been trying to, throw upon our kids. So now you've got, local communities taking back their school boards. And so this is, this is a groundswell that, yes, exactly, is a groundswell, a natural groundswell that's happening in response to the left's clear declaration that, voter fraud didn't exist, chaos at the border doesn't exist, inflation doesn't exist, that it's okay for us to, spend $6 trillion and add to the overall debt of the country, that that's not going to affect our national security. And meanwhile, oh, yeah, by the way, the vice president's campaign in Mexico and Guatemala was a success.
You know that you're talking to David Rubin, the author of Confronting Radicals, What America
yes.
Can Learn from Israel.
Right.
I know about radicalism, and mm-hmm. the public is sensing radicalism.
Yes.
And one of the main things that I have emphasized in the book Confronting Radicals, What America Can Learn from Israel and elsewhere, is that conservatives in America have to take the ball in their hands. You know, conservatives are very good at complaining about what's happening.
Right.
But they have to do the dirty work at the grassroots. And I say mm-hmm. dirty work in the most positive sense. Get the
yes.
hands dirty. And as you said, as you alluded to, get on the school boards.
Mm-hmm.
Get involved in the media. Make your voices heard. And then also help to fund if you can, if you have the ability, help to fund projects and organizations that are doing positive work
exactly.
on behalf of these conservative causes, because that's what the left has been doing for years. The radical mm-hmm. left has been, it didn't happen overnight at some George Floyd rallies
right.
That Joe Biden got elected. It happened because the grassroots on the left have been working for decades at changing the American system, systemic change, they might
exactly.
like to call it.
No.
And that's what the right needs to be doing, and that needs to get started and get started quickly. And it's going to be a process, but there is no change that is irreversible.
Well, and you're exactly right. At the ground level, and this is what is organically occurring, which is encouraging to conservatives and Republicans alike, and I would say even fair-minded Democrats, that realize that they've gone over the top here, that this isn't working for our kids, it's not working for our families, not working for our country. The American dream is in the balance here, and you see people who you thought you could trust on the Democratic side, certainly progressives, and you really can't trust them, but they're the ones that are trying to blow out the flame of freedom. And, it's like you turn on the light here. So what can America learn that Israel has learned in terms of being able to fight back, the propaganda in the media, David?
Yeah, well, first of all, you have to call a spade a spade. You can't be afraid to challenge when ridiculous things are being said.
Mm-hmm.
The conservatives in America are very often on the defensive. The left goes on the attack and they call names, and they do it here as well, actually.
Right.
Except here, the right knows how to sling back.
Right.
And that's what conservatives need to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need as big a megaphone as they have, and realize that also we need to be better focused. This is part of the challenge of conservatives, Republicans, especially the party itself. And I was talking with Andy Biggs about this. You guys are all over the place. You need to focus on one or two, maybe three max principles, and just keep on that, because you only get so much ink in today's America, because it's all controlled by the left right now. They control the narrative. So you got to make sure what you are putting out there is consistent and it's pointed and it's effective. If it's not effective, then get another point and make sure you drum that through over and over again. My humble opinion. David Rubin from Shiloh, Israel. Thank you, David.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.